Right. Good morning, everyone. I think it is 10:30, so we can continue with the academic practices at the University of Jyväskylä, which is part of your orientation program this week. I am Elisa Heimovaara, and I am the international coordinator for the Faculty of Education and Psychology. So those of you who are going to be doing courses in either psychology or education, we'll meet again on Thursday at 12 o'clock. So meanwhile, I would like to know whether you can actually hear me and see me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you well, Elisa.
Okay, great.
And see you well as well. Thank you.
Good. Do you see my presentation at the background?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Okay, great. If you have questions at any time, please feel free to ask them. I think my presentation probably has some information that is not immediately relevant to you at the moment. But especially for those of you who are going to, hopefully, keeping fingers crossed, those of you who are going to come here, you know, to be physically present here in Jyväskylä in the spring term, you might need this information. But those of you who are only here for the autumn term and doing courses just purely online, some of this might not be so relevant. So feel free to switch off your ears if you think this is not going to be useful to you. Okay. So, academic practices. What I'm going to talk about today is the planning your studies, registering for your courses, a few words about the modes of study, and also the completion mode of the courses, so written assignments, examinations, some words about assessments and grades, as well as communicating with the staff. And at the end, hopefully you will have some questions that Agi and Sanna, Milada, and my namesake Elisa will be able to help you with. To begin with, I would like to show you the degrees in our university system. So we study 3 years for the bachelor's, and the extent of that is 180 ECTS credits, and then we continue to the master's. And for most of the jobs, professional positions in Finland, you really need the master's. So most of the students who enter the university for our degree programs actually gain the study right all the way to a master's degree immediately. Then if you want to continue, nowadays it's more typical to continue directly to the doctoral degree without taking out the licentiate degree, but it is still possible, at least in theory. And please note that in our system, both the bachelor's degree and master's degree are considered to be kind of like undergraduate studies, and we only use the term postgraduate for PhD students. So this can be a little bit misleading sometimes for international communication. Most of you coming from Europe, you are more or less aware of the concept of ECTS credits, so European Credit Transfer System credits, and one academic year equals to 1,600 hours of students' work, which transfers to 60 ECTS credits. And in our university, the theoretical amount of work per one credit is 27 hours of student work. So what is included in a credit then? Everything, anything. So the contact teaching, under usual circumstances, and this autumn, you know, online teaching, lectures, seminars, demos, laboratory work, whatever. Group work, pair work, often used in our faculty, for example. examinations, essays, any other written assignments, and the time to prepare for them, or independent individual laboratory work, especially in the Faculty of Mathematics and Science, or any other independent work. So all of these are included in the 27 hours of work. So if you see that a course is worth 3 ECTS credits, for example, it does not mean that it will have 3 times 27 hours of contact teaching. It is totally possible to have no contact teaching whatsoever in a course. Okay. Just to remind you of our academic calendar, this semester, autumn semester 2020, officially begins next Monday, so the 31st of August, and the first period finishes on the 25th of October. And then the second period in this semester will be from 26th of October until 18th of December. Some faculties, some departments are very strict on the period system, so that one course always runs within one period. But there is a lot of variation between the faculties. And for example, in our faculty, it is not necessarily so. We usually have courses that finish within one semester, but not necessarily within one period. And for those of you who will be here present in springtime, the third period will begin on the 1st of January and run until mid-March, and the fourth period from mid-March until the 23rd of May. And then in January, the orientation program will be on the 5th and the 7th to 8th of January. So we recommend you to arrive here in Jyväskylä on the 4th of January. And the sort of only official holiday during the academic year in Finland is the Easter break in teaching, which is the week preceding Easter, so 29th of March until 6th of April. We also have a fifth period nowadays, officially, which is the so-called summer semester or summer period, which is from late May until the end of June. But usually exchange students do not have courses at that time of the year. This is more for the degree students. And even for the degree students, the summer semester does not necessarily have contact teaching, but it's more like a possibility to do some independent studying. Any questions about the dates? Apparently not. So, how to plan your studies? Well, under usual circumstances, I would recommend you to have to plan for 30 ECTS credits per semester. But this depends a lot on your home university as well. Because of the current situation with the COVID-19, it is totally possible that you will have fewer credits than 30 per semester. But please ask your home university whether they are happy with fewer credits or not. And we have a brand new, well, we have had it for a year now, but still it's a software in process. A software called SISU, which is used for course registration, among other things. And I know that you are going to have a presentation on that tomorrow, I think, on Wednesday, yeah.
So, yes, on Wednesday.
I'm not going to go into details, but in SISU system, you have to compose a personal study plan, even if you are here only, you know, digitally this semester, or only for one semester as an exchange student in spring 2021. You still have to make compose the personal study plan in SISU. Otherwise, your registration to courses will not be valid, and also registering the credits and grades for you will be difficult. You can choose courses from the department you have been allocated to, or the faculty, and also from the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication, as well as other departments and faculties. But please pay attention to the fact that many departments, many disciplines, have some prerequisites and restrictions regarding the courses. Also, it is not always very clear which language the courses are actually being taught in. I'm going to show you a web page in a minute regarding the courses in English. That is going to be easy for you to check the availability of courses. But anyway, the personal study plan in SISU, you have to compose it there. For the degree students, it is actually a plan that is sort of, it's valid for the entire degree, be it a bachelor's level degree or a master's level degree or PhD degree, but you have to plan the studies even for one semester, because otherwise it is not possible for you to enroll onto the courses. The structure of the degree program, and in your case, it is a degree program. It is a program called exchange studies, and then, you know, the discipline you are allocated to. In my case, for example, in our faculty, it is called the exchange study program in the Faculty of Education and Psychology. There is a structure that basically has all the courses available in that program, available even theoretically. So the structure, degree structure, does not unfortunately tell you whether a specific course is available this semester or not. You have to check the SISU individual course timetable or the English medium courses webpage to check the actual timing of a course. Okay. There is a lot of optionality, usually. This semester it is a little bit more restricted because we have a very limited selection of courses, digitally taught courses available. But ordinarily, there is a lot of optionality in the structure, and then you can choose from the individual courses to suit your own interests and your background, and also the requirements of your home university. And here is a link to the SISU instructions. And as I said, tomorrow you are going to have a Zoom presentation on how to use SISU. Mostly, I think most of you will be choosing courses from your own discipline, from the own department or faculty. Also, our Center for Multilingual Academic Communication usually offers a really nice wide variety of courses in English. This semester, I think they have a very nice course on intercultural multilingual communication and interaction. So I warmly recommend that if you want to choose it. And then comes the tricky part. The titles are all available in English because all of our courses have translations, I mean, title translations into English. But please check the course language of instruction in the completion methods, because that is where you find the information about the language of instruction. So in many cases, even if the title is in English, the actual language of instruction is in Finnish. But also there is a possibility that the lectures, for example, are in Finnish, but still you can actually complete the course by, for example, by independent study, by reading English medium materials. So you might want to check from webpage, which is here. You know, the course is available in English. Can you still see the list of the courses? Do you see the webpage with the courses?
No, I don't think so, Elisa.
Okay, so I will try again. New share. What about now?
Yes, now we see it. Thank you.
Okay, great. Yes. So from here, you can see the courses which are available for international visiting exchange students, and they are listed here by the field of study. So for example, let me show communication and international communication and journalism. So you can see here the courses that are available this semester and then in spring 2021. I'm not showing my own faculty's webpage because it's still a little bit messy. So I'll fix it this week and it will be valid by Friday. So here you can check the courses from your own faculty, your own department, and also from the other units of our university. Okay. So for example, here, you can see which courses our Center for Multilingual Academic Communication offers in multilingualism and intercultural communication. Okay, so this is how it works. I know it is a little bit frustrating at the moment because the situation is what it is, and normal rules do not apply in course selection, for example. So now I am trying to go back to my PowerPoint. Can you see it now?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'm slowly learning to use Zoom. So choosing your courses using SISU and also the webpage, which lists the courses available for exchange students and that are taught in English. I do not know, there was a slight problem last year with SISU. For some reason, it had changed the language of teaching in some courses from English to Finnish. So that was a little bit misleading. But if SISU says Finnish and you actually know that the course should be in English, so it is sort of listed on this webpage here, contact your faculty or department level international coordinator for verification and details, because sometimes there are some mistakes also in the programs. Okay, then about course codes, about the level of studies. So the first three letters tell you the name of the subject in Finnish. And then the fourth digit tells you the level of studies. And here is a brief explanation. So for example, PSY is the abbreviation for psychology. So courses beginning with PSY are courses in psychology. And then the fourth digit is signifies the level. So if it is a P, it means perusopinnot. So basic studies usually completed during the first year of studies, like introduction to something. And then if the fourth character is an A, it is aineopinnot, so intermediate studies, usually completed during the second and the third year of studying. So they belong to bachelor's level. And then if the fourth digit is an S, that is a master's level course, so to be completed during your fourth and fifth year of studies. If it is a J, then that is a PhD level course. There may be some other characters in the fourth place, such as why, for example. It usually signifies, you know, general level courses, which are typically bachelor's level courses, but in some master's programs, they also can have, for example, introduction to master's level studies or something like that. But they are not, I think, very often taught in English. So mostly, I think you will make do quite fine with these PA and S level courses. And if there are any PhD level exchange students among you, you will also check for the J in the fourth character place. Okay. Registering for courses. Each course has a registration period, and it is stated in the completion methods part of the course description in CISU. And please note that some courses consist of different parts, so they may have a separate registration period for lectures, then there may be a separate registration for examinations, and perhaps also a separate registration for seminars or demos or whatnot. So please pay attention to that, but I'm certain that you will understand a bit better after tomorrow when this presentation on CISU will be. And also your faculty level international coordinators will meet you on Thursday. So we can help you with CISU as well, as can your tutors if need be. Okay. There is usually, depending a little bit on the subject and on the mode of the course, a limited number of places. So if a course has, for example, 25 places and it has something like 25 or 26 people already registered, especially for the language courses by the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication, you might want to go to the first meeting to see if there is actually a vacant place. Once again, under normal circumstances, this semester, everything is online, and I'm certain our teachers will try to accommodate as many students as necessary into the courses. And if you decide to drop a course, please cancel your registration. You can do it by yourselves in CISU, or in some cases, if the course has sort of officially started and the CISU says to you that you cannot do it anymore, then let your faculty coordinator know and they can delete you from, remove your registration from the course. So when to do this? You can do it, there is a misspelling, it should be user license and not answer license. So when you have your university user license and your username and password are functioning, do you already know whether your usernames are working?
We are actually not quite sure where we are at with that. Probably some of the students may have them already, but there is a chance that not everyone has it yet. But it should be in process anyway.
Okay. Okay. In any case, because we are talking about online courses, it should not be that drastic. But anyway, when you have your university username and password, please enroll. First, do your study plan in CISU and then enroll for the courses. Okay. Pardon. And then, as I already said, you have to make the study plan, then a separate enrollment for each individual course, and then check the enrollment deadlines in the CISU course description. Okay. And your participation in the course is confirmed after the registration period has ended. Some teachers confirm participations also sort of in the middle of the registration period, but at the latest, it will be at the end of the registration period. Okay. Then in CISU, you will have all course information, you will have the place to do your personal study plan, you register for courses and examinations there, you can order your transcript of records via CISU under the JY bar function there, you have the course descriptions, you have the possibility to use CISU either in Finnish or in English, you can choose your language. And because we use CISU also for communication, you should check that your email address and other contact information is, up to date in CISU. If you have technical problems with CISU, you cannot log in or it doesn't seem to function properly, then you could contact the CISU support. But if there is some kind of, issues with the sort of the content of the courses or programs, the degree programs, exchange programs, then your international coordinator is the better option for that. And as I said at the beginning, CISU is a relatively new system. It's been sort of developed from the scratch, and we started using it last year, about a year ago. And they are developing it as we go. So it's very much still in process. So please be patient. It can be a little bit tricky still. It's tricky for us as well. But I'm certain we are all in a much better situation than we were a year ago. But still, be patient, ask for help from your tutors, ask for help from your international coordinators, and we'll support you with course registration and stuff like that in CISU. Okay, about modes of study, this semester everything is going to be online for you. So, in a way, this might be a little bit redundant at the moment, but in any case, I would like to go through this quite quickly. So we don't have sort of university-wide guidelines about how to organize the teaching. It is up to the disciplines to do that. So we don't have like a fixed minimum of contact teaching per course. Everything can be independent study if need be. But we also have lectures, practical work, group work presentations, book examinations, usually no oral examinations, even though I know that, for example, the Center for Multilingual Academic Communication and the language department sometimes use oral examinations in the language courses. Essays, reports, learning diaries, other kind of written assignments, anything goes. So I'm going to show you an example of a course outline. This is from last year, actually, from our faculty. It's a course called Intercultural Competence and Collaborative Learning. The code can be seen here at the top. It is EDUS1010. And as you can see, the fourth character is an S, which means it is an advanced level study. And you can also see the number of credits here at the top left corner. So 5 ECTS credits, course code, course name, course abbreviation. It is taught in English. The grading scale is from 0 to 5, which is the usual one in our university. And the responsible organization is the Faculty of Education and Psychology entirely. And the responsible teacher is Ms. Salamanetta. The learning outcomes can be seen here. The content here, completion method, participation in contact teaching and or independent study, learning assignments and or exam, and mode of completion to be specified in the study program. So this means that in a case like this semester, it is actually possible to do this course by independent study because we cannot organize contact teaching at the moment for this course. And the assessment details tell us that you have to participate in the teaching and you have to complete and pass the learning assignments or exam if that is the requirement. And here we have also the timetable. And as I pointed out, I'm using last year's data because this year we are not going to have contact teaching. So it would be a little bit, you know, it wouldn't look very nice if I had just, you know, empty places here. But last year you can see they had lectures about twice a week, depending a little bit. And here is the date, here is the exact time, and here is the location. So this is what it looked like. So if you come here for the spring semester, you'll get better acquainted with the timetables. Okay, this is something that is not relevant for this semester mostly, except if you have online courses that require your participation on the specific time slot the lecture or, you know, teaching is given on Zoom or Teams or whatever the teachers are using. So try to avoid missing the first lecture because the instructors give you the relevant information regarding the completion of the course during the first session, usually. In contact teaching, we usually begin at 1:15. So instead of beginning at 2 o'clock sharp, we begin at 2:15. But this semester, please follow the times given to you in CISU. So if it says 2 o'clock sharp, be online on Zoom or in Teams or Moodle or whatever the teacher uses for that specific course well in advance so that you won't miss anything. Usually attendance is required in some disciplines, but not all. So if they don't explain it to you during the first session, check with the lecturer and find out whether you are supposed to be, you know, participating in the contact teaching or in the case of this semester in the online teaching, or whether you can actually access the materials, the recordings of the lectures later on at your own leisure. Okay. We are big on written assignments, especially in my faculty, in the Faculty of Education and Psychology. In my faculty, we don't really have that many examinations anymore. We mostly deal with written assignments for the courses. Please note that there are big differences in the academic writing styles and the expectations regarding academic writing depending on your study culture. So our teachers should give you some guidelines at the beginning of the courses on what to expect, what kind of assignment to submit. Some of our teachers, well, not from you because you are not physically here. Some of our teachers still expect the assignments to be handed in on paper, not many, fortunately, but usually email or Moodle or even Coppa platform can be used for that. And check the deadlines and try to follow the deadlines. Some teachers are definitely not happy if you submit your assignment late. Okay, and this is really important. So fraud and plagiarism, we are very strict on that. So if you are caught cheating in an examination or plagiarizing some content for your written assignments, it is considered to be quite a big breach of the regulations of the university. So do not do that. Follow the instructions in a regular examinations next semester, not this semester because we won't have them. Do not talk to your fellow students in submitting your written assignments. Do not plagiarize. Use the correct referencing procedures. If in doubt, ask the teacher what kind of protocol he or she wants to follow in the written assignments, because there is a lot of variation from discipline to discipline. For example, in our faculty, both in education and in psychology, we usually follow the APA practice for referencing. But if the teacher does not give you clear instructions, then ask. But the main thing is that it must be clear at all times for the reader to know which part of the text is your own production, which parts are cited, and which parts are sort of referenced in from a publication in your assignment. And please note also, we have had in the past a few cases of borrowing assignments from fellow students from previous years. Don't do that. You get caught and it's not really ethical. We use plagiarism detection software, which nowadays has quite a big database of previous assignments, previous texts. So it compares your writing with the writings online and writings in the database, and it's pretty easy to see if you have copied, plagiarized text from previous essays. So please check these ethical guidelines for studying and academic fraud on this webpage that you can access via this link, because it helps you to avoid fraud and it will also inform you about the consequences of plagiarism and fraud. Okay. Exams, I will also go through really quickly because we are not going to have any regular examinations as such this semester for you guys because you are not physically here. But those of you who will come here for the spring term, you will probably benefit from this info. Okay, so first of all, remember that you can sit an examination again. If you fail the exam or if you get a poor grade, you can try and do better. Okay, but if you have failed twice the same examination or you have not participated in the exam, even though you have registered for that, then you should contact the teacher and talk about the possibility to take the exam once more. And one thing that is always a problem in many cases, the examination or the textbooks for a course are really popular among students. So there is a limited number of books, hard copies available in our library. So plan ahead. And for those of you, I know at least a couple of psychology students are planning to do independent studying this semester and an essay or an examination based on that. Even with e-books, digital books, sometimes the number of copies that can be in circulation at the same time is limited. So if you decide to do a course like this, check the availability of the materials in our library, or also from your home university if we are talking about this semester. Okay. So we have several kinds of examinations. Either the we can have the lecture examinations, which is kind of like the they are asking you about the content that has been taught during the lectures. Or then book examinations, which can be either a part of the course with contact teaching, or then the only mode of studying for an independent study course, so without any contact lectures. And as I said, this semester we are not going to have these general examination days because of the corona epidemic. But if you come here for the spring, then you will probably get acquainted with this system as well. I'm not going to talk about this. You can check it from the slides, which will be posted on the orientation webpage. And also, if you come here for the spring term, you can also participate in the orientation program then and get the presentation at that time. We also have e-examinations for some courses, not for all of the courses. And e-examination gives you a little bit more flexibility. We have two specific rooms on the campus to do the e-examinations, one in the Agora building and one in building X. And you will go to that specific room and sit the examination, but you need to register in advance. Once again, I'm not going to talk about this. If we meet in January, we'll go through this at that time. But this is something that affects you all. So, assessment and grades. Your assignments or your examinations should be assessed by the teacher within 2 weeks of submission. But please note that if the deadline for submitting your written assignment is, for example, 15th of November, but you decide to submit your essay on 30th of October, the teacher is not obliged to read it until after the official deadline of submission, okay? Because usually our teachers plan their workload so that if the deadline is on the 15th of November, the teacher will have some time after that to grade your papers. So he or she will not necessarily have the time to do it beforehand. And we are using the 1 to 5 scale. So one is the lowest possible grade with which you can pass. And then, so you can see the grading scale and its sort of conversion into ECTS grading scale, although it is in a way not directly comparable to ECTS grades, but this is what we usually use. So 5 is the best, excellent, and it corresponds to an A on the ECTS grading scale. And 1 is sufficient, corresponding to an E, and 0 is fail. And we only have like 1 fail grade, so we don't have like almost pass, but not exactly, or totally fail. We just have fail, okay? And in some cases, some of our courses may be graded pass and fail. So in that case, you won't get a numeric grade at all for that course. If you fail an examination or a course, you are entitled to sit the examination or resubmit your written assignment, but please contact the teacher to talk about this, and preferably before you leave the country, in case you are here physically in the spring, because it can be sometimes difficult to organize these things from distance. But once again, of course, this does not really apply to this semester because everything is, you know, online teaching. In Finland and in our university, we do not use normal distribution, you know, the bell curve. All of the students can get a 5, you know, excellent for the course if everybody does a great job. And as with the teaching and organizing it, we don't have also university level assessment criteria. So it's up to the disciplines, up to the teachers to decide on the criteria. They should explain the criteria to you at the beginning of the course. If they don't, you have the right to ask, what am I supposed to do in order to get grade 5, for example. Also, our students are not compared to each other, you know, regarding their grades, which means that, as I said, everyone can get a 5 as we don't use the normal distribution in our grading. And last but not least, the grades and credits don't have a connection. So you can get, or everybody who completes a certain course can get the same number of credits, like 5, for example, but one of you can get a 1 and another can get a 5 and anything in between. Okay. Then where to find the results? You can see them in CISU, either in your study plan or then in the completed credit section. So, and the completed credit section can be found under my profile. It's sort of on the right-hand, top right-hand side of your CISU profile. And then if you click on my profile, you will see a tab called completed credits underneath. And this is what it looks like. So this, for example, is the basic studies in special education study entity, which consists of 5 different courses, and you can see the credits and the grades for individual courses here, as well as the grade for the entire study entity, which says here completed with grade 4. Okay, any questions about this? No, okay. And then the transcript, okay. The transcript of records in our university contains all of the courses you have successfully completed in our university. So if you have failed a course or you have cancelled your participation in a course, this will not show in your transcript of records. Okay? But the courses that you have successfully completed will show in your transcript. And please note, even if you are not happy with a grade, with your grade for in a specific course, it will appear in the transcript. There is no way we can sort of delete it and not to submit it to you and your home university. So we cannot make it disappear from there. But then again, your failed or cancelled courses will not show. Okay, you can find your transcript of records from the main webpage of the university. There is a button, called JYBAR in the top right-hand side of the university website, or then through CISU. Okay, And here is further information on how to get the certificate of registration and the transcript of records. And some of you might need the certificate of registration for your home universities at the moment. So once you have your username and passwords, you will have access to these as well, okay? Contact with the staff. We are usually very non-hierarchical in our student-teacher or staff-student relationships. Finnish style of communication is usually very direct, even blunt, compared to some other communication cultures. So please don't be too insulted if you find that people are very, very direct and very avoiding chit-chat and avoiding small talk. It's just the style of communication in most parts of Finland. Not everywhere. There is a wide variation in communication cultures in within Finland as well, but in general, you know, very much to the point, not too much going around and small talk. Another thing that I would like to point out, please be patient. Our university staff members tend to get a lot of emails, for example, and usually many people are not able to answer the emails immediately, like within a day or even 2 days. So please allow the staff a sufficient amount of time to answer your email and do not expect them to get back to you immediately. Many of us try to do it, but sometimes it's just impossible. You get around, for example, I get around under usual normal circumstances, I get around 100 emails per day. So it's just not humanly possible to answer them all within 1 or 2 days. So our relationship with staff members is very casual, but still respectful, okay? So there is no need to call the professors or the staff members by their title, Dr. This or Dr. That. And in Finnish, we have the informal and formal ways of addressing people, and we use the informal to not vous, if we use French as an example, okay? The dress code is really casual. Once again, you are not going to be physically present here, but for example, in my faculty building in Ruusupuisto, it's very typical to see our staff members walking around wearing woolen socks, especially in winter time. And jeans is, you know, a very typical clothing item in the university. We do gather feedback from each course at the end of the course, but you can also ask feedback for your performance from the teacher. At the moment, communication is probably only via email, and if you have like contact teaching via Zoom or something, then you can also use that for communicating with the teacher. If you send email to the teacher of the course, please be precise. First of all, remember to fill in the subject field of your email message and state the topic. Mention the code or the name of the course you are participating in, and then give a concise but clear description of the problem or the question you have, okay? And please use your first and last name as written in Sisu, so we know who we are communicating with. If you send, and this is actually a real life example, if you send an email saying, for example, you have nothing or just hi in the subject field, and especially if your email address is something like onesexyhoney@yahoo.com, I'm very much afraid that your email will very likely end up as, you know, in a trash can. So please try to be as precise as possible in your communication, because it saves time and it helps us all to solve your problems, answer your questions as soon as possible. Where to find information then? The webpage is obviously teachers, especially international coordinators in your case, because you are the exchange students. Every faculty has one. The Faculty of Humanities has two international coordinators. And then, of course, like Sanna and Elisa and Avi here, you know, from the international office and then the student union. Okay. But first of all, check the web pages. We have a lot of information there. And last but not least, academic freedom and responsibility. We are, we sort of rely on you to do your job, to study responsibly. We are a very flexible system. We do not control you very much, but we rely on you. So please be responsible, organize your own studies, be in charge. If you don't understand something, ask. Okay, because we are like that. And here is some information about the sort of more formal side of the duties, responsibilities and rights, both for the staff members and for the students. So check these when you have the time. If you have difficulties, something that your international coordinator or teacher cannot solve, please contact our goodies. We are people who are sort of trained to help our students. And even though we are not professional therapists or psychologists, but we know where to guide you and whom to contact if need be. Keep informed. We have a number of email lists that you can join if you want to. I do recommend this FS News lists because that is that has a lot of relevant information for international students. Okay. Last but not least, I think we have like 2 minutes or something like that. If you have some questions you would like to ask at the moment,
feel free to write in the chat. We can read the questions out loud if you have any.
Okay. I do not see any questions. Do you, Sanna?
No. Oh, yes, there is one question. Let me read it. Our university asks us to complete 30 ECTS per semester. Does it mean we should register to more courses than 30 ECTS?
In my opinion, no. 30 should be sufficient. Then you just have to make certain that you don't drop, you don't cancel your registration in any of those courses. And if you don't pass at the first try, then you have to retry so that you can pass the credits. You can pass the courses in order to get the necessary 30 credits. But there is, in my opinion, there is no need to sort of register for extra courses just in case. Okay, any other questions? No. Okay, I think it is 11:30 already. For those of you who are exchange students in education and psychology, meet you on Thursday at 12. For the rest of you, I wish you a nice experience. I'd like to wish you a nice day in Jyväskylä, but I can't. But enjoy your online courses, and if you come back at some point, I'll be happy to meet you in person as well. So thank you very much, and see you on Thursday, education and psychology students, okay?
Sorry, Elisa, actually there is one more question, okay. If you have time for it.
Yeah, of course.
So when will the timetable be decided?
Which timetable? The timetables of the courses that are available this semester should already be in SISU. I know that many of our education planners have had difficulties with the timetables. So if they are not yet there, please give it another week or so. But please note that some of the online teaching courses may also not have a strict timetable. For example, in our faculty, we have a psychology course called Trauma and Violence, course code CIPA 4419. And because it is, all the material is recorded and available online, you can actually start doing as soon as you have access to the university username and password. So they don't have strict times during which there would be sort of live online lectures. The lectures have already been recorded. They are available in Moodle anytime you like to begin that, and that's that. But then again, just another example from our faculty, another course in psychology research at JYU. It has live Zoom lectures and the timetable is already in SISU. I don't know whether this helped, because that depends a lot on your discipline and on each individual department. Okay, and I think the same person is asking, does that mean almost all the classes will be conducted real time? I think that depends a lot on the discipline and on the course. So unfortunately, I'm not able to give you a general answer that would cover all of our courses. It depends. Okay. Anything else? If not, then I thank you for your interest and see you around. Enjoy your stay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Elisa. And thank you all for your attention today. That concludes our orientation sessions for Tuesday. And so we will meet tomorrow and resume the orientation at 9:45 Finnish time, so GMT plus 3. So thanks so much and see you tomorrow.